Please go ahead.
Would you like a quick roll call, Olga?
Yes, please go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on today's constituency operations call on Friday the 9th of July. We have Olga Cavalli, Rafik Damak, Tony Harris, Deborah Hughes. From staff we have Glenda Saint-Chéry, Julie Headland, Rob Hogarth, myself, Gisela Gruber-White. We have apologies from Michael Young. And if I could please remind everyone to state the names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Olga and Julie.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Gisela. And good morning, good evening. No, it's evening for Rafik. Good morning, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining. I want to give the floor to Debbie, that she has been working so hard in this beautiful document that I really must apologize. I had no time since I returned from Geneva, because after Brussels I had to go to Geneva for the IGF preparations meeting, and then I had a lot of work to do. So I saw it, I read it, I couldn't do my contributions to the document. And also, I have to apologize because I did send some comments to some ideas to Tony and to Rafik. We committed in Brussels to prepare some text about a possible committee for outreach. And I got some information from the NOCOM page. I still sent it to them, but I couldn't really follow up on that because I had no time. So these are my apologies, and the floor is yours, Debbie.
Hello, everybody. This is Debbie. Thank you, Olga, for your update. So I have sent an email to Michael just to give everybody an update. The two of us are going to hear me. Hello? Is that better? Okay. The two of us are going to try to connect next Tuesday or Wednesday, perhaps sometime next week, to work through the details on the program that the two of us had volunteered to kind of focus on. I know that there was this action item between Tony, Olga, and Rafik to look at the committee structure, taking a look at the ALAC model and that sort of thing. And so maybe if we could all, if that little sub-working group could try to meet, if at all possible, between now and next Friday when we get together, we can have some updates. And, of course, always, you know, send your updates or any changes or any comments you have between now and then, Olga, Tony, and Rafik. I wasn't sure if there's anything else you guys wanted to add on that piece before we go on to something else. Is Rafik back on the line?
Debbie, this is Olga.
Did Rafik join us again?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
And Tony, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so is that fair for the three of you guys to maybe try to start at least some preliminary conversations on how the committee should be structured and looking at the ALAC model so we could have an update next time we get together?
When are we getting together again? Friday?
Yeah, I think that's what we agreed to. Julie, correct me if I'm wrong. Keep me honest. Did we say we were going to do this once a week?
Yeah, Debbie, this is Julie. We decided to do this on a weekly basis since we were trying to, meet a fairly quick deadline.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Okay, I think that's fine. Tony, Rafik, I did send something, but it's very short and very preliminary, just some ideas I took from the NOCOM page. We can, if you agree, we can commit in something more structured for next Friday.
Yeah, I mean,
just resend my email from last week.
That's great.
Okay. If you resend it, then I can see it.
It's very short. I mean, it's some text I grabbed from the NOCOM just to get something started. But I think the idea about ALAC is interesting, and some other structures that we may know in the region, or Rafik maybe in Africa or Asia, that you could have.
Right. So when I'm going back to the document, the section that you all will be working on will be that section 2.1, because I think
the establishment of the committee, what we're, you know, what how we want it composed of, you know, different ICANN stakeholders, how it would be organized. I think that meat would be in that section 2.1 of this draft document we've been working about. Then also would be the direction that we would want to initially give the committee. I think Michael made a good point, and others agreed when we got together in Brussels, that we need to give them some clear direction and some clear deliverables, some marching orders, as it were, after we suggest the creation of this committee, then what should be the next steps for them. And I think we have some comments in the group about that piece, but if Tony, Olga, and Rafiq can kind of focus on what the committee would look like, how it would be structured, how it would be organized, I think that content would kind of fit into that section. Does that make sense, everyone?
Okay.
Julie,
yeah,
does that make sense?
I think
I'm trying to wrap my hand around what the heck I created, and I think that's the right place for it.
Yeah, Debbie, this is Julie. I think that sounds right.
Okay. All right. And so then what Michael and I are going to work on trying to beef up are these workshops and programs. And, of course, anybody can always give us ideas, but I think what it makes sense for us to do is to try to put some heavy pen to paper to come up with some really detailed ideas about what these programs would look like and the related materials. And I think most of that content would fall into section 2.2. And then I think the next task is talking about resources in general that this committee and that our work team would recommend that would be important. And we talked about section 2.1 of this draft document, which was working with ICANN staff to know what exists already and what support the staff is already providing in this area, and that we would also take a look at the global outreach programs that already exist. Now, I'm looking at Julie's excellent summary, and we didn't assign anybody to this piece, the resources piece, but I would love to find somebody to step up to the plate or a couple somebodies to coordinate with ICANN staff to find out what already exists, what resources already exist, and so that we can make sure that we fold that piece into our working document.
Which section is that, Debbie?
So it's section 2.1.2. It's the whole resources section. So remember, part of what we wanted to do was we came up with this idea of this committee that's going to pull everybody together. But what resources are they going to need in order to pull off this grand idea? And one of those issues was the financial resources piece.
Okay.
And remember, we had this. Right. And remember, we had this.
Very important issue.
Yeah, right. And remember, we had talked about, at first in the document, we had said, you know, maybe we should talk about a budget and all this other stuff. And kind of what we said in Brussels, I think, was that we need to coordinate with ICANN staff to determine what resources and funding are already allocated and what other pieces or groups within the ICANN community are already engaged in this and what their funding are. And when I revised this document, I put a little bit of that in there, but I think what I'd really like to do is to flesh out a little bit more what we've got in this document. Like somebody, I would love for somebody to actually reach out to, you know, the Public Participation Committee or talk to the folks in the Global Participation Project or talk to ICANN staff and find out what's already being allocated for these types of activities. And to the extent that we are able to find out the answer, somehow incorporated into this recommendations document.
I could do that.
Can you, Olga? That'd be great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm not sure for next Friday.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, that would be great. I mean, as long as we have one point person, I didn't want a whole bunch of us,
and,
you know, going to different folks asking the same question.
Debbie, this is Julie. Perhaps I could suggest that I could work with Olga on that as
yes.
far as liaising, you know, with the various ICANN staff too, in that area. I know for the toolkit recommendations in Task 1, Chuck and I work, you know, together in that area in a similar way.
And Olga, I'm happy to help, too. I just I want to make sure that I have enough time to really work on that program piece with Michael also. But if you want me involved, I'm happy to be involved, too, with that.
Let's do the following. But I think Julie help will be relevant because this will save me a lot of time because she knows the structure and she knows all the people. And so we can work together, and she can help me finding the right people to ask and make a list. And we can do that with Julie. And once we have some outcomes, we show it to you and to the our working team. Does it sound fine?
That's great.
That's great.
Okay.
Okay.
I read the document, and in a section you asked me something, and I couldn't figure out what were you meaning, and I'm trying to find
it. Let me see. Yeah, I had a couple. Okay, so I was trying to. I was trying to read my notes too from our meeting in person, and some. Okay, so I know that I had one question for you in section 2.1.1.
Yeah, but
on
I couldn't
page
figure
four.
Out. I couldn't.
Yeah, I don't know what MENA is, and maybe I misunderstood. Good. So we were talking
which
about...
Which section is it?
It's in section 2.1.1 on page 4 of my printout
okay.
when I look at it.
Okay.
And so we're talking about groups and people who either are aware of ICANN or other people in the ICANN community that we could reach out to get new members. And you mentioned an organization, I think, called MENA, but maybe I was misunderstanding.
It's not the name, but maybe I don't...
I don't know.
I cannot recall what I...
Okay.
I
can't remember either. Julie, do you remember, does anybody else remember?
I'm not quite sure either. I don't have it in my notes.
Yeah, I mean, we can strike it. I was just trying to capture what I had in my notes.
I think I mentioned something about LACNIC, which is our original RAR. But they work with ISPs, so
I don't recall.
And I couldn't recall really what I tried to say that day, so I couldn't figure it out because I didn't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's no problem. I mean, it could have been something I was writing quickly, and who knows what I said or what I was trying to say.
Don't worry. No, that was my question, so I couldn't add this text because
okay, no problem.
I cannot recall.
Okay. No
maybe
problem.
I remember, and I send it to you. Maybe I remember.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So what else? Did I get all the action items, Julie? Are there other areas where we need to really flesh out?
No, I think that's it. I think we have various sort of subtask groups. Working on the different sections, and then you have identified Olga and myself as a new little group to work in the financial resources area. So I think that covers the tasking.
Okay.
Julie, this is Olga. Could you also help us, or maybe Rob, in just identifying which other committees like NONCOM or ALAC are there in ICANN, so maybe we can grab some information. How are they structured? And so we don't reinvent the wheel with that, and we take some ideas from there.
Yeah, we'd be happy to do that, Olga. This is Rob. The other idea that I really like that I think Debbie mentioned earlier is just this coordination with the PPC. Because given the fact that they're interested in, having that outreach programs, discussing what engagement and participation looks like on a broader ICANN level, having whatever effort you're thinking about be at least consistent with or coordinated with others, I think is a great idea.
That's a great idea. Who is that?
Oh, I think that's Debbie had mentioned that as outreach from you guys to the PPC, and I think that's a great idea. I don't know who was going to volunteer to do that. Certainly from a staff perspective, we can make the introductions, or I think as Julie mentioned to me several days ago, the opportunity to have a PPC member, perhaps a participator, have dialogue with you guys during one of these calls would also, be a good idea.
Now, my question is, who is in the PPC? Who
PPC, Josh. Jean-Jacques Souvenat is the chair of that group.
Okay.
The various folks on that committee, if I recall correctly, which is just off the top of my head, who would be in your region include Gonzalo and Vonda.
I think it's Gonzalo. Yes. Gonzalo Navarro?
I'm trying to think. Yes.
I think it's Gonzalo and Vonda, yes.
Yes, on the board. And then, of course, you have Tom Narton, Fatim, Touré. And I think there's somebody else I'm missing, but I can't. Those are the folks I remember off the top of my head on that committee on the board side.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'd be happy to coordinate any of that, you know, contact or do the introductions, but I know you know some of those.
Debbie, one suggestion. Why don't we work a little bit more and have some, we put some more ideas in your document, which, by the way, is very good so far. And then we contact them. Because I think if not, they are very busy. They are board members. And we may show them some of our draft outcomes and then start some exchange of ideas. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that makes good sense. And you know what? I was just thinking of one other thing that I was going to ask this group for some assistance with. So there's certain sections in the document where I'm asking for detail or more substance. But one thing that I thought was really important and I think might be helpful as we try to tell this story and to explain what we're thinking is examples. And I like a lot of the examples that we have in here.
Okay.
If there are other examples of successful outreach programs that you all have been mentioning, rather than just kind of listing them, what I'd love to hear or what I think might be helpful to include is why we think these programs are best in class or really successful. So, Rafiq, I know you mentioned a couple. I know Tony's mentioned some. Olga's mentioned some. I've mentioned some. So has Michael. And I think part of what we should also think about doing is when we say, you know, there are organizations out there that are doing it right and ICANN should consider partnering with them in a bigger way or using their resources, let's explain why rather than just kind of saying it. And I think we've got that a couple places here. So double check it, you know, whatever I typed, of course, because, you know, who knows if I captured what you were trying to say accurately or your understanding of the organization. But I would encourage everybody to take a look at this document and think of what are the organizations that I've seen that do outreach really well, especially the type of outreach we're talking about. And let's talk about the example in a more specific way so that the person that reads this document really understands that we're not just pointing at organizations. We're pointing to them and we're explaining what we liked about what they're doing. Again, with the idea of giving this committee some things, some deliverables that they can really walk away with and know what we're asking them to refer to when they start doing their work. What does everybody think about that? Is that fair?
One question. I think it's a great idea. How I think that once we get some why it is good for each of the examples, we may elaborate some text explaining which are the goals to be achieved by an outreach activity. So following these examples, you can see that doing this and this, you can achieve that and that. Maybe we work on that once we have it. But first, we need for each activity some identification of goals of each of them.
Yep.
Okay, I will do that with my.
Yeah, and I'll start thinking about that too.
I also, Debbie, this is Olga. I'm just looking at the document. I really think it's important to include something about relationship with universities. Should we do that in the committee or in the committee proposal, or we just can put it in elsewhere more as a general framework of activities or ideas?
Right. So there's a couple things that I heard you talk about when we were talking about strengthening the relationship between ICANN and universities. One was that some of these programs that we were talking about creating can be either housed at universities or work with professors like you to have these programs for your students, right?
Right. Yeah.
That was one thing. And then the other thing is, I thought I heard you mention that ICANN should also, at the same time of, you know, while you while we're having these workshops and things at, like, your university or similar universities, that also the materials that we're creating should be, that there may be existing materials that you're, for example, already using that ICANN could consider. I thought that's what you were also mentioning that as well, like partnering with universities not just to identify bright new students or to even introduce ICANN to them, but also consider what materials already exist by professionals like you that can be used by ICANN.
Yes, I think that we have to enhance the relationship with universities, and I also mentioned that it could be good to identify some at the beginning, group of more related to ICANN universities, more keen to go ahead. Universities have their own inertia and their own group of interest. So it's difficult, as usual, for every group of people that is working together to bring new ideas. So every time you try to move them from their comfort space, it's difficult, as every group has this characteristic. So there is always someone with some leadership about new things that could be achieved, that could be included as a leader person. It could be that we find, like, say, two or three universities per region and start a first step outreach with universities. I think that could be helpful. I can identify one in Argentina, maybe someone else in Brazil or someone else in the States or in Europe. I know that ICANN has done this with Russia 2 years ago, and this is where I got the idea from. This could be part of the committee activities. So maybe we can include this idea, if you think it's somehow good, in the group activities, finding some universities to start a more stable relationship with. So some information and some material is relevant for some lectures, and so the university can count on them, and updated source of information could be from ICANN.
Yep, so I hear a couple things. So the strengthening that relationship with universities includes not just having the workshop or at the university, but really partnering with the university to make these internet issues a part, perhaps maybe of their curriculum or part of some of the program offerings.
That's exactly the point.
That's right. And then also helping, you know, when we go and do these programs, for example, at your university, that the goal would be not only just to provide the workshop and the program, but maybe to identify some students who might be interested and maybe mentor to them and get them involved and engaged, right?
Yep.
Okay.
If you think that, I think it's a good place, because when I go to different universities and I teach, because I'm involved in ICANN for other reasons, not for my university activity, but I bring it to my students and to the institution. But the institution itself, they just don't know it exists.
Mm-hmm.
And they are teaching networking, they are teaching policy, they are teaching global networking policy and global networking interaction and all that. So it's really amazing how some institutions are already very well known and some others are not. So I think it's our mission to make that more visible.
Right, so it's not just educating the students, it's educating the university about
exactly.
what it's doing
exactly.
and why it's important for their students and professors to be engaged.
Exactly.
Okay. Right. Okay. Tony and Rafiq, anything you guys have?
Debbie, again, this is me again. Sorry for capturing all the space.
No, that's okay.
Where do you think this university should could fit? I mean, in the general text. In the committee, or
So what I think is when we come up with the definition of the committee and how it's created, I think we made a really good point, and you're making it again today, that after we talk about, okay, this is this committee, they're going to be created, this is how they're going to be formed. Then the very next, I think, section needs to be the goals and objectives of the committee, right? And I think in that section we're going to say the committee, we recommend that the committee should be formed to do the following things. One might be implement the workshop programs that we're going to describe in section whatever, whatever. Two, to engage in a global outreach strategy to universities, one, to other internet-related organizations like the IDF or, you know, whatever the other suggested target populations are, to end users in developing countries. I mean, like, we listed there, and then I think we provide the examples of how to execute the strategy in a separate section. So the stuff that we're talking about for this, for outreach to universities, I think could reside in its own paragraph or own section when we talk about the details about that part of the strategy. So one part of the strategy is creating these programs. We'll outline, Michael and I will outline what the program looks like and describe, but one of the things we'll mention is these types of programs should be held at universities in the various regions, consistent with our recommendation early in the program about, you know, outreach to universities. Does that make sense, Julie? Am I explaining it right? Like, I think that makes sense. I don't really know how these documents are really organized, but that's how I would do it, I think.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Does that make sense, Tony? Okay. Because I think
could I say something?
Yes, please, please.
I think that we shouldn't forget when we're enumerating these different strategies that we should look to do. We should think about regionalizing the efforts as much as possible, because if you want to do this in every country, it's going to be a huge effort and a huge expense. But if we can identify regional organizations or events that occur within the region where, you know, people from different countries go to these events, then that would also be a way to do this effectively and not make it an impossible task.
Yeah, and I agree. I think the more specific that we can recommend to the committee, the easier it will be for them to execute. So, for example, if we've identified Latin America as a population that really needs information and there needs to be more outreach, to the extent that Tony and Olga can help us, you know, with the specifics about, okay, these are the events, these are the important activities that ICANN could just plug right into, I think we put that in this document. I think we include it as a suggested outreach mechanism. Does that make sense, Olga, for you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so that we're not just saying, like, what I don't want to do is to create a document that has all these great lofty ideas and goals that doesn't give anybody enough meat to be able to move forward. Because, you know, critics are going to say we've created more red tape, more bureaucracy, right? What we want to try to say is, look, we've reached out to all, as best we can, everybody within the ICANN community, and we're giving you this suggestion. And, by the way, we've taken the next step of trying to help you execute on this strategy. And so I love your idea, Tony, and I think we should think about that throughout the document. Whenever we make a suggestion, to the extent that we can already help them with the next step, which is this is how you would implement it, as many details that we can recommend as possible is what I would appreciate. If I were going to be on this committee, I would want to know, well, how can I execute this grand scheme? You know, and I think that will help those who might criticize. I mean, we're going to have critics one way or the other, right? But I think it would help those who are looking at this document, what do you do with it? To the extent that we have these details, I think it will help.
Okay. That's no problem. That's my day job. I build organizations nationally and regionally.
Yeah, he's very good at that.
Yep.
No problem.
Yeah, one comment, Debbie, if I may. Yes, you're right. This may sound like a new bureaucracy or a new committee, but believe me, living in Latin America, and this is for GNSO, if I were not a friend of Tony since many years ago, I would never have ever knew about how that I had a chance to work for the GNSO, being an outsider, I mean, someone from the community. And this is because I know him from our other activities. So my point is GNSO needs more outreach. I know that there are some structures in between ICANN, and I'm not saying that they are not good, and I'm not saying that ICANN is not doing things to the region, but it's not enough for GNSO. GNSO has a relevant role in the policy development process, and the participation of some regions is really very low just because people don't know they can do that. So this is my point. There may be some structures that are already present, but it has not been enough for some regions in this particular aspect about GNSO. So this is our role, and I think it's important.
Well, I'm glad that you guys thought my crazy idea of creating committee wasn't so crazy. I mean, I cringed as I was typing it, but I was trying to think of what. I mean, how do you do something like this? I mean, how do you execute an outreach strategy without pulling together all the ICANN stakeholders? So I'm glad that you guys thought that was workable. And to the extent that we can, you know, make this as easy as possible, you know, for the committee to at least start their efforts, I think that would be great. And, you know, and you make a good point. I don't think the tone of our document should be that that ICANN is bad or, you know, just we're going to recognize this is what is already existing, but we want to take it to the next level. We want to improve upon it. We want to coordinate efforts, and we want to do some targeted outreach to areas that we have identified as needing particular attention, like Latin America, like, you know, other areas that we're going to identify throughout, you know, all this hard work that we're doing. And I think that's if we – we approach it from that perspective, maybe it will be, you know, well received within ICANN.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Yep. Any other suggestions from anyone?
No, just I would like to summarize what I have to do.
Okay.
So I promised I would work with Tony and Rafiq to outline some text for how a committee could be built and some other things about a committee, right? This is one
task.
And then I will work with Julie in identifying how this could be funded and how this is already going on in some other ICANN structures. Did I get it right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that for me, that's it.
That's right. And then if
I'll add some text to the document that I had no time, but I want to add some text in some parts of it that I can contribute to. This I may do today and send it to the list.
Okay, and then I think you made another good point. Is as we continue to work on this document, once we flush out the specific deliverables and objectives of the committee, once we have that, then we can start thinking again about adding more examples and more details, right, about our recommendations so that we can add, you know, more substance. And then what I'll do, in addition to working with Michael on the substance for the workshops and such, I'm going to take another look again at the beginning sections of this document. I mean, we had a lot of stuff in the front side that I can, you know, start tweaking and playing with and removing the stuff that's not appropriate anymore. I was focusing more on the meat, but Julie, if you don't mind me bugging you to help format the front end of the document, I'd appreciate that, because I think there's a lot of stuff that we had before. I don't want the document to be, you know, a summary of everything we did and everything we thought about. I don't think that's helpful, but I do think it's helpful to explain at least, you know, where we were coming from, and then here's our recommendation. So I was kind of using this document also to, in the beginning stages, to kind of document what we were doing for my own, to keep my own self straight. But now at this point, I think a lot of this can come out.
Yeah, Debbie, this is Julie. I think, you know, you should feel free to strike a lot of the background information. I think you need a very brief, just a brief background section.
Yep.
You know, that just sort of sets up what the task is and, you know, why we're doing this. You know,
I'll take it.
You know, coming out of the BGC report and so on. And then I think you're right. A lot of the rest of that can just come out.
Yep. Very good.
One comment. This is Olga. I did not come back to Philip Shepard about our date for providing some text. He hadn't asked. So I still have the chance to say something different. And I was thinking yesterday, because I wrote a report to the GNSO about our work, and I said mid of August as our finishing date. What do others think? If we meet every week, and today is 9th of July.
Yeah, here's my concern. I think the piece that you're going to be doing with reaching out to the Public Participation Committee and these other groups within ICANN to get us, I think that's really important work. And I don't know how quickly, Julie, maybe you can help us weigh in, like how quickly we can coordinate all of that. Because I definitely think that a lot of that work is important to have in this document. You know, flushing out the workshop programs and the other stuff I think would be a little bit easier to do. But I do want to make sure that we reach out to these other groups that are doing outreach to make sure we capture that piece. So what do you think is realistic, Julie? I mean, do you think mid of August is realistic?
Well, I think it depends. We were talking a little bit earlier in this, you know, meeting about having a document that's a little bit more firmed up before we engage the board's participation committee. I think that's probably a good idea. It's, to a certain extent, it depends on how quickly we can have a next iteration of the document that we feel has a little bit more detail and is a little bit more firmed up, and you know, to share with Gonzalo and then Jean-Jacques, be able to review that and perhaps join us for one of our meetings. I do agree that I think that mid-August, is a better date. I mean, I think we had originally been talking to Philip in Brussels at the beginning of August, but I think that would be extremely difficult at this point, and I think it's better to have the, spend the time necessary to get this right rather than rush through and have something that maybe isn't, you know, as comprehensive as it needs to be. I don't know, Rob, what are your thoughts, too? You're probably more familiar with engaging, you know, the board, and I don't know whether or not we want to try to do that in parallel.
Thanks, Julie. This is Rob. I think it's really a balancing act as a part of this work team because, you know, you're going to be developing some new things. I think at least what I'm picking up from the conversation is you're interested in getting input from other groups and organizations, but your work product will be unique and different. It might build on the experience of some of these other groups. You might welcome input from them, but you're not going to them for approval. So, you know, some early outreach now in the next week or so that says, hi, just to advise you that we're working on this, we'd love to get your input, we'll be sharing some draft documents with you over the coming weeks. Just want to have you in the loop and get the benefit of your background and experience, maybe the best initial approach. And then as you start to drill down, you may want to get more specific feedback or use specific examples to help pull together what your final recommendations are. But I don't think you should look at that as, you know, a gate function that would prevent you from providing recommendations in August.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep. Olga, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, sure. Should I send a note to Philip saying that mid of August it's our, or just silent for the moment?
I would err on saying the end of August, and if you beat expectations,
that's fine.
Yeah,
I agree, and I think, Olga, that you will have to give some kind of answer to Philip. I think he'll persist until he gets one.
Sorry, I didn't hear you well.
I was saying, Olga, this is Julie, that I think you do need to give a date to Philip. I'm sure he's expecting one, and I agree with Rob. I think end of August is probably better, but we could shoot for mid-August within this group to try to see if we could beat that expectation.
Fantastic. So I'll send an email to Philip saying that we're working towards the end of August for finalizing our work. By the way, one question. Is the OSC having a specific deadline for the remaining works about the GNSO improvement?
This is Julie. I have not seen that from Philip, although I do believe that he's, you know, keeping an eye on what's happening with the work. A lot of it, as you know, has now passed on the council and is out. Many of the recommendations are out for public comment. So, I'll be taking those comments and analyzing them, and then the subsequent actions by the work teams or the OSC will really depend on you know, what what comes out of the comment period and maybe some, you know, recommendations based on that from the council as to whether or not the OSC or the work teams need to be engaged again, and then that may drive additional deadlines. But I haven't seen anything from Philip to, you know, where he's tracking various activities. I'm sure he's keeping an eye on them.
Okay, thank you. Hello?
Okay. Hello? Well, Olga, I think that's everything I have. Is there anything else we need to discuss?
Not for me. I have things to do.
So this is Julie. So to summarize then, I will send out the tasking from this call. And, of course, please, all of you, when I send this a little bit later this morning, please comment on anything that I might have missed or misstated. And as a reminder, then, we will next Friday at the same time to continue this work.
Great.
Thanks, Julie.
So we meet every week, right?
Pardon me?
We will meet weekly.
Yes, weekly.
Fantastic.
Wonderful.
Thanks, everyone.
And have a nice weekend to you all. Bye-bye.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. Good weekend. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.